And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing here. And I hope the boys are scrubbing it up for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's an unfair thing. Like, the boys think, all right, well, Dave's gone. We can take our time. You know, maybe if I want to hang out, have a little breakfast burrito before I get to scrubbing, like not knowing that the studio literally looks down on the boat right
on
now.
Top of it. Yeah. They're on it.
Panoramic view.
Yeah for sure. Hey, having a great time. Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk out of Fisherman's Landing talking some great stories.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun, man. If you want to join us this morning, been a very, very busy morning. Phones are packed up, but we got plenty of opportunities to get you through. 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Or, again, send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Lots of great text to read, but still plenty of time for more coming your way. And again, make sure you include your name and contact info when you send that text, because we are giving away such a killer prize. And if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter is going to get to go fishing on a day and a half trip on the Tomahawk with Captain Dave. Just an awesome, awesome prize, and we're so pumped to get to do that, Dave. That was so generous of you and their team, and we're just really pumped to let somebody go fishing with you.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I had a great text message come through. This is under the good morning, guys. I love hearing straight from the captains. Dave, can you tell us any plans that you have for the Tomahawk during the off season? Any upgrades that we will see, or is everything going to be below the decks? Also, I have a question. Can fish be donated to the galley for dinner if we're doing a longer charter? Those are from Rory and Lakeside.
Yeah, so I'll answer them in order. I think one of the biggest is, of course, machinery. We conquered that. I feel like the galley has been the next big one on my radar, and, you know, taking care of the cooking side of it, adding a little more fridge space and kind of reconfiguring the behind the galley and, kind of what comes with it. You're in the galley and getting a little more suitable and maybe add a table here where it's just, you know, some space not used right. And
right.
Just stuff. You know, it's one of those things you open the can of worms and say, okay, well, let's do it.
Yeah, you've got this.
Let's take care of the galley.
And when you have the constant time on the boat, you recognize where the flow can be improved.
Exactly.
You had mentioned having such a good chef that you want to keep, you know, that's got to just be such an important key to the operation. And when you get the right guy, which clearly you do, like, you want to keep them happy and let them go, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's what it is right now. It's perfectly fine, but, you know, fine is good, but we want that galley to be pristine. Everyone to enjoy themselves. Notch. Exactly. It matters.
Cool. Yeah. You have a great chef. Let's get the galley to where
it
wants.
Let's get it correct.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, Dave. Hey, yesterday, such a great show talking about lithium batteries, believe
it
or not.
That was rad.
And the response we had from our listeners, and James did such a fantastic job from Norsk Lithium. And I know at the end of the show, I couldn't believe this. He said, anybody that wants me to respond to their question that we couldn't get to, because we got well over 100 texts,
awesome.
Tons of phone calls we couldn't get to. He says, send me an email. I promise you I will get back to you. So I know a lot of our listeners already did that, but I wanted to throw it out there for you, those of you that maybe listen to it on the archive or listen to the show live. You can email support@norsklithium.com. That's NORSKLITHIUM.com. support@norsklithium.com. Ask your question if you did, or ask them, you know, what's the story about. Give them a scenario with your boat, or you want to put lithium into your boat. Send James a tech or an email, and he said he promised he'll get back.
James 100% sold me on that yesterday. That was such a good show. Like, again, going into it, had I not talked to James when we did our little interview a while ago, I would have said the same thing. Like, how are you going to fill 2 hours worth of radio talking about lithium batteries,
right?
Dude, we could have gone for two shows.
Absolutely.
That guy was so knowledgeable about every little part of it. And, like, there's no doubt that's that's where all batteries are going. Like, that's just the direction that it will be. Lighter, run longer, you know, way more longevity. That was a great show.
And here's the crazy thing, too, and I felt really bad after the show, thinking back, is like, I felt bad for our listeners and callers and texters, because Rick and I had so many questions.
We were like, sold
the show. It was like, it's not supposed to be like that, right?
Totally.
So we apologize for that, but here's your opportunity. Support at NorskLithium.com. Send James an email, and he'll answer your questions. Also, on our you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, loaded with good stuff. Lots of lobster. I wish my pots looked like that when I pulled up my lots of good lobsters in that Promar net there, coming up on the front page. And of course, great talk about the tuna fishing and more. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Hey, phones are packed up. You want to get through, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it.
John and Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. What's up, John?
I guess we lost John.
Yeah, that's too bad. John hung in there for a long time. Well, how about we jump back into him and talk to Chuck? Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, you guys. Yeah, now that you brought up the battery, you brought me a different question from where I was at. I was going to talk about the nightmare of the 20-pound when you see these fish and you know there's a line shine. You got a bunch of newbies. That just must send chills up your spine. But with this new battery, the Rumi you'll save, you could probably expand your lower bait, your bottom bait tanks and stuff. You can a lot more room with these batteries you can put in. Have you been thinking about those batteries?
I know I have. I'm sold already just hearing about it. I mean, it sounds like it's a win-win.
Well, yeah. What was wild for me, because Dave, I know you also have a private boat, you know, you fish, you know, mid-size. What got it for me was when he was talking about replacing our house bank of three batteries with a single battery that weighs less than, you know, weighs than less one. Than what one of ours is, mm-hmm. but has more capacity, more carrying capacity than our three lead acid batteries do. Like, the weight and savings in that is huge. Yeah. And now you talk about two batteries that are taking up the space of three, and you could run pumps and lights for an entire weekend before drawing the charge down.
And they're guaranteed for 10 years.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Expensive, no doubt. Yeah. Like, you're going to make an investment in it. But we replace our batteries like every 3 years. It's just been like a practice that we do.
Yeah.
We probably could get a little longer out of them, but like, it's one of those things. 3 years is about the safety amount of time. These have a 10-year warranty. Like, right. he said, like, well, these, you know, we can comfortably do 10 years because we know they're going to go way longer than that. Like, you make the investment one time and you're done.
I think sport boats like you, it'd be one less thing to worry about,
exactly.
right? Your battery bank. And plus, with an app, you can monitor the health of the battery, too, on your app.
Yeah,
how's that sound,
that's
right?
Yeah, right. Behind
it was,
yeah.
It was cool. Like, I was blown away. It was really fun.
There's a lot of moving parts on the Tomahawk, right? Batteries are just one of them.
That's the one thing. It's less stress and eliminating, making sure something's good on one angle so you can focus on others.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, got a text from Bob Fletcher. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, by the way.
Yeah.
Got a text from Bob Fletcher. He said, Dick Moyer built the boat, and I was his gopher and a jack of all trades. We built the boat in a private boatyard in Huntington Beach. Dick Moyer built and helped build several other well-known sport boats. I brought the boat down and fished it at Fisherman's Landing Docks.
That's awesome.
How about that? Thanks, Dart, for that info.
I remember hearing it was built in, you know, a private yard.
Okay.
Man, I don't know if that was the final, but thank you, Dar. I appreciate
it. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
And that goes
along. Now you know, right?
It goes
along.
From
the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's,
that
now you know why that boat is so special.
That meant a lot.
Right?
That's just wild. I can't imagine Dart being the parts runner and, you know, hey, man, we're going to get down to Marine Scene, grab some more brushes. Yeah, that's awesome, Dart.
Yeah, he is. Hey, great text here from John Rancher San Jose. He says, great show, guys. Dave, are meals included on the Tomahawk? Can I choose my bunk and make a reservation?
Yes. I know beginning of the season, it was kind of a first come, first serve. But when you call in and make a reservation, I know the landing said that there definitely is that option of selecting the bunk you want. And how we've been doing it is meals included on 2.5-day and 3-day trips. Mm-hmm. And for the reason of getting you guys the better deal, because if it was buying the meals at, you know, one at a time, it's, you know, X amount. But we do this meal plan. And it saves you $20 versus the amount of meals included in that ticket price whole number. So trying to give everyone a better deal, we do meals not included, But we do this meal plan, and that number is smaller than the meals included all the way to your price through the landing.
So if you go on a two-day or a day and a half, you can buy the meal plan.
The meal plan, and it saves you literally $20.
So way better off.
Doing the full ticket price, meals included, I mean, it's convenient. I get it, but... You know, I was trying to get the boat off the dock and wanted to give everyone the best deal.
Well, that's
a nice deal.
It's a, sure.
You know, $20 saving. I mean,
yeah, totally.
Just a little something. Whatever
absolutely.
Type of, you know, boost I could have had, but
yeah.
I think next year we'll see how it goes. Yeah. You know,
I like that idea. I mean, that way you don't have to think. If the meal plan is like, serve me up, man.
Easy.
Here you go, and you know it's going to be good,
exactly.
Especially with a chef the caliber that you guys have. Exactly.
Yeah. So. Inside information for Let's Talk Hookup listeners. What are the best bunks on the boat?
The double wides.
The double wides. What numbers are those?
It's like a queen bunk pad. It's huge.
On the outside, both outside rows, and they're all doubles, or YY, ZZ, WW. Those are, anyone with a double letter is the outside double wides.
And those are for one person?
One person. Exactly.
Yeah.
They're huge. For real, they're huge.
No, I remember.
I've
been on the boat, and I remember those. It's like those are the ones you want to get to.
You can
reserve those.
You can. Absolutely.
Yeah, when you make your reservation, as long as they're not taken.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
So just call Fisherman's Landing, and
the
guys
make
will
make it convenient. Know what bunk it is already.
We had another text that was kind of asking a little bit about that. He said that, you know, I love the idea of fishing with Dave. Fished a lot of time long-range fishing, but those days are starting to get beyond him, and he really wants to transition to doing shorter trips, and was hoping you could give her a little rundown of bunk layout, bathroom, shower, that kind of thing.
So it's basically the bunk room shaped like a U. There's two entries on both sides. As soon as you walk in the galley doors, of course, the whole outside of the bunk room walkway are all double wides. Inside row is the column twins. But it's spacious. The one thing, it's a treat, at least in my eyes, being on boats that didn't have AC, is the AC pumps on this boat.
Okay.
For the sake of, you know, hot summer day down there, want to take a midday nap. I mean, it's call it a meat locker.
That's awesome.
You know, of course, we adjust.
Get your blanket up. Get cozy.
Maybe snuggled up.
Now, speaking of blankets, do you bring your own sleeping bag or do you provide
them?
Yeah. Well, definitely suggest bring your own pillow and sleeping bag and or blanket. And after every trip, of course, we go down there, wipe the pads, disinfect it. Still kind of doing that whole protocol, which we were doing during the COVID. And I feel like it's been working well with people bringing their own pillows and just more, you know, clean, better.
That's cool.
And for the heads, how we do it is basically got pretty legit sized heads. The starboard side head has the showers, one shower on the boat, but I mean, water maker is always kicked on. We hold, two 300-gallon tanks, and just, you know, water maker works well. And, you know, of course, I got corrected before on saying there's plenty of water, because on any boat, you know, you don't want to go in there and take a 20-minute long shower and, you know, make it a steam sauna room. But there's a good amount of hot water. Can take a hot shower at the end of the day. I know I enjoy
bring your
taking
towel.
A hot shower. Bring your towel. Bring your, you know, shampoo, things like that. But, definitely has what you need to
That's
get
awesome.
It done.
That's
awesome. Perfect.
All right. All right. Hey, great text came through. Says, I just got off the Tomahawk. Captain Dave is a true professional. Don't be afraid to give him and his crew a try. They're absolutely top notch. Carlos did an amazing job in the galley. Just wanted to say thanks to Captain Dave and to see you next year. That was from Sean and Charlie from Gardena.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.
That goes a long way.
That's
I strive and tell the crew. It's, you know, our name is behind this. Credibility.
Totally.
And, you know, providing a good experience for the passengers, it means a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you for that.
Yeah,
appreciate
for
it.
Sure. 213-432-1090. One line open right now. Let's jump into the phone.
Tom in Temecula, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tom?
Morning, guys. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So, Dave, this year it seems like we've got a lot more of that smaller grade bluefin, whereas, you know, in the past years it seems like we had abundance of that larger fish, you know, 100 to 200 and, you know, that size fish. Was that smaller fish always maybe down further south and that stuff all moved up, bigger fish moving further north? And I know we still have some big fish around, But it seems like this year we've got a lot more of that catchable, smaller fish.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we love
fun
catching
fish.
The fun, user-friendly.
Yeah.
User-friendly is how we label them. And I think you called it right. I feel like this bigger fish is more west and north than previous years, and it's hard to pass fish, unless it's a straight big fish charter. It's hard to pass fish or to drive over fish or through fish to get to the big fish. So I think, bumping into this small stuff, it's been hard to pass lately. But this year has definitely been a lot more smaller grade, which, plays a good role. I mean, like I mentioned, it's nice to get a few small ones and then go in trophy hunting, but... Yeah, I think these things are definitely favoring farther west than we usually go, and it's all about, going out there and looking. It's a toughie. It's, unless it's a private charter, but I feel like the fish has definitely shifted and the smaller stuff is here. We'll see what comes.
I like
comes.
It. It's a kindler, gentler fish.
But it is.
Much more fun for me.
There you
that's
go.
For sure.
I think the fish is up north, definitely.
All right. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for that FishDope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. That catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure you make those reservations still by texting them at 619-255-3128.
All right. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Great show. Love the history of the boat. Love Dart. Love that boat. Man. And, yeah, he built that boat so he could walk around on it. He's kind of tall.
Yeah.
But, gang, absolutely unbelievable volume of squid showed up on the coast.
Wow.
I just got off the phone with Don Brockman. The first night they found that stuff, it's off of Huntington Beach. It's out a little bit deeper. It's out in 25 fathoms. But the first night, the boats made 600 tons the first night.
Oh.
There's another big volume of squid out on the 14, out in 40 fathoms. And the guys caught a couple hundred tons on that and then found out about the fish on the beach. And then I was talking to Corby, the Saner guy, and he said that stuff goes all the way down as far as he could get down to Abalone Point off of Laguna. I think this is going to bode unbelievably well for this missing piece. And not that the puzzle isn't bitching, and the puzzle is, but maybe we're going to see that sea bass on the coast again, because the volume of squid, and I know it's down there where you're at, Rick. I just, probably not a lot of people talking about it. They don't want the Saners all over, but there's a big, huge volume of squid on the coast right now, which has been a missing piece of the puzzle for a very long time. So this is very exciting. Then let's go fishing. Over at Catalina, gang, it's super consistent, finally. The weather's laid down. Everything's good. Calico bass think it's springtime over there. It's very good calico bass fishing. Huge volume of bonita on the front side of the island. That smaller grade fish, 2 to 4 pounds, but it's biting, and there's lots of it, and there's still barracuda. Backside east and backside west. And then there's yellowtail sprinkled all around the island, which would be like your, I caught 10 calicos in a row and then, I just hung a 20-pound yellow. It's fun fishing at Catalina right now. And then we all know about the tuna. I mean, Dave's talking about it. He just got off a trip. There's yellowfin, there's bluefin, there's dorado, and it's from San Francisco to Guadalupe. So there's so much fish, and there's so much fun fishing to be had. Gang, do not put your rods and reels away. Rick and Pete will tell you, we've been around for a long time. The best is yet to come. We got the Indian summers, October, November, and the weather gets really, really nice, and the water's still nice and warm. We got all kinds of stuff to do, so do not put your stuff away. And now the loads are a little bit lighter. It's going to be fun fishing, so get on a boat somewhere. Go out with somebody and get going fishing.
Well, this is when the people in the know go fishing right
yeah,
now, right?
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
And, of course, fishdope.com. Boy, those guys have just been killing it on there, giving all the inside information and following the fish and putting us on it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, if you're on social media at all, you got a pretty good chance of finding me. Your Saltwater Guide, I'm everywhere. Check me out. And also, I got a really cool website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. If you get tired of following Dave around and you don't want to fish for boats anymore, you can always go on my website and learn how to fish for fish.
There you go. Thanks, Dave.
Right on.
And we'll
Thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report again. Sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature. They have chlorophyll, currents, and more, all with Terrafin Mobile. In addition, you can access all the charts on your phone or your mobile device and take them with you on the boat. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Hey, I got a text here from Mike T, Uncle Mike. He says he is. Captain Dave, what is your biggest fish of the year, and what are your go-to knots from mono to fluorocarbon?
To be honest, if it's, of course, always matching it, say, you know, 50 mono, 50 floor, whatever it is, just always matching the pound test. And are you that Seaguar or not? That Seaguar has been the go-to. I mean,
easy.
Strong, super strong. And it, you know, cinched, it might not look the prettiest, but it's strong. That's the thing. I mean, we've used it, you know, dating back on the long range boat where it's, you know, 130-pound mono to 130-pound fluoro, and we use that knot. And,
it's ugly. You can say it. It's flat out ugly.
It is.
But that thing freaking holds, man.
It does.
And it's you know, in the best way, dummy-proof. You know, just a loop and a couple of turns and pull the tag in and the main piece through. And
how many turns do you do when you put it through?
I do a three.
A three.
Three turn. Get that figure eight, you know, wet it, spit on it, spray it, and cinch it down.
That's it.
Yeah. Not the prettiest, but strong.
And what's your biggest fish of the year on a tomahawk?
Biggest fish, I'd have to say, was a 276.
Oh!
Yeah, that we had. And it's just one of those days, it's not an abundance, but the quality.
The quality.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
276.
Jeez.
Was that a kite fish? Or?
That one was a kite fish.
A kite fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Unreal. Hey, I had a great Dex come through. Says, I was just recently on the Tomahawk, and I was so impressed with you guys and your fish care handling. They gilled and gutted every one of my tuna. This saved me money when I was at the processor, and also for the few that I filleted myself, so much easier and cleaner to handle. That's from Rob in Seal Beach, and he asked that you could describe your fish handling process to everybody that hasn't been on the boat. He said he was super impressed.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. feel like, you know, of course, spiking the fish, bleeding the fish, gilling, gutting them. I mean, it goes such a long way. I mean, even to as far as one side of the fish hitting the deck. I know that's one thing we practice and enforce, of course. Granted, the time fish might fall on the other side, but just to keep that one good side. I know the boys do super, super good at, you know, say midday if we have a morning hit. Midday, they jump in the fish hold. Turn off the spray, jump in the fish hold, and shift the fish. I feel like that goes such a long way. And, you know, this dates back to the beginning of the season where the processors were, you know, complimenting, say, hey, whatever you're doing, keep doing. And it's just one thing, whether it's, you know, 10 fish or stop for 50 fish, the boys go down there, they restack them. But, you know, of course, gilling gutting's huge. I always paint the picture of the fish just from the inside out and the outside in. You know, 30-degree water spraying on them super well, and boys cleaning the filter. I mean, it goes a long way. So him, you know, complimenting that means a lot. Thank you. Hard work pays off.
And what size? What's your cutoff for size for gilling and gutting?
We gill and gut everything.
Everything.
Even
a 15-pounder.
15-pounders. Exactly.
No kidding. That's
every
exceptional.
Single thing.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a win-win. The boys get better at gilling and gutting. So when we do have those hot, you know, high number stops, high fish count stops, or, you know, little samurais.
Yeah.
And it just pays off.
That's what I'm saying. Every little step of Dave's operation, it's just like, it all has a long-range feel going on a day-and-a-half trip. I love it. I got
Absolutely.
So much respect seeing that boat coming back in. It's always clean. The crew's clean cut. They do a killer job. It's just awesome. I love it. I think you guys are doing it the right way.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys.
This morning, Dave talked about he had that one stop on 4 hours. He got the full 2 day limits. I'm wondering, in a situation like that, do you have a plan B for going to some other species to kill the rest of your time?
Yeah, I mean, Grant, hopefully there's kelp fishing, because yeah, once we have that great fishing, of course we still have to stay searching, and it's kind of one of those gigs. You take it as the chance to go looking, because mm-hmm. you know, certain little areas, they don't last for long as much as we want them to go on and last a week, and you know, even a couple days. Sometimes they don't, so it's like we take that time to go looking for a kelp, go south, study the water chart and go scouting, because at some point somehow someone located that zone that we found that fish in. So it's kind of the, you know, all right, well, let's take the time to go looking and could come across something that's, you know, untampered with, whether it's a kelp or another batch of tuna. So it's, you basically use the time wisely, but still trying to find something.
Yeah.
or the rock cod scenario, but you know, it's just about being near that bank where we could catch bottom fish.
Is the water conditions right now, it's been a warm summer on and off, does it seem warmer or is just normal right now?
I'd say it seems a little warmer. I mean, for this last trip, I feel like we saw a lot of 69 degree water.
Wow.
But for October.
Mid-October.
Mid-October, yeah.
That's good.
Seems like it's a little warmer than normal.
Still pushing north, or is it, what's the current doing?
Yeah, north.
Yeah, still
north,
going. Okay,
exactly.
That's a good sign.
Yep.
And there was some fresh, like, big hits of Dorado that happened
for you guys
the last couple of days. You know, like,
like Booger and Matt had a big hit on Dorado.
Yeah, and several others, too. You know, I know the six-pack boat, the Intrigue that Scott Mizell has, I know they had a, you know, 50 fish for a, you know, for a small charter, and Lucky Bee had a big kelp. So it's just nice seeing that like, you know, we talked about there were so many ebbs and flows this season, little peaks and valleys, and for whatever reason, that fish is just around and providing a great opportunity again.
So mid-October.
We'll take it, buddy.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
It feels so real.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming around, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's norsklithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composite, Power Pro, Shimano, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip, built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at Gamakatsu.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packed solid. Same with the text. If you do want to get through, though, we got time for your phone call. 213-432-1090. That's your shot to get right through to Captain Dave.
One of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, Al Metrovics, was listening to the show when Brian Wynn was on.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about Robert's Wrap or acid wrap rods. And Al shot me an email and says, I'm a rapper that believes in acid wrap. So I said, well, come on and talk to us about it. So, good morning, Al.
Are you there?
Yeah, hey, there
we got you. Yeah, hey, good morning. So,
morning.
All right, what's the story on this Robert's Wrap or acid wrap rods? I mean, you're a firm believer. You think that they are something that really works. Give us the lowdown.
Absolutely. I've been building those for about 16 years now, and it all came about from experiencing some fatigue and pain in my arms after a good day of fishing. So I did a little research and I stumbled across this type of rod building method, and it really works. And there's a couple things that were mentioned at the show a couple weeks ago. You were talking about the line piling on one side or other of the reel. And if the acid wrap rod is properly built, that will not happen. A lot of people will put the stripper or the last guide on the zero axis, and if they do that, the line will pile to one side or the other depending on which side the line is coming from. So that stripper guide needs to be offset anywhere from 2 to 5 degrees depending on the rod itself. So line piling on the reel on one side should not happen and is not a common problem. And Ricky also mentioned the fact that when he's been fishing, he's never really thought much about torque, but it's there and it's a real thing. And you know, if you've always fished a conventional wrapped rod with a bait caster on it, you know, you have just learned to accept the fact that it's going to twist on you. And until you actually try an acid wrap rod, you'll realize that probably 90% of that twist can be removed from using the spiral type wrapped rod. As a matter of fact, as earlier in the show here, Ricky was talking about, you know, the way a reel rod is built and the differences of it. My acid rod wraps are built pretty much exactly like that, with the exception of the fact that the guides at the, you know, near the tip are on the bottom and they rotate to the top. So it definitely is a better tool. However, there is a lot of resistance to them. I know a lot of guys don't like them. My fishing partner, Bud, detests them, and he won't even try one. So for some reason, there's a lot of pushback on them.
But you're saying just try one. You'd be impressed with the torque on it. So how do you know that you have a properly wrapped acid wrap or Robert's wrap rod?
Well, the first of all, the line off the stripper guide needs to, under load, when you crank the handle, it needs to pile directly in the center of your reel. If it's piling off to one side or another, that's not good. Other than that, placement of guides and things of that sort, they can vary. Where they really shine is under load. If you're catching smaller fish, they're not going to do you a whole lot of good. Where they do the most good is when you're fighting a larger fish. As a matter of fact, if I'm fighting a good-sized fish, I can hold the rod in the palm of my hand. I don't even have to grip it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, once you start reeling, you're going to have to grip because the reel isn't balanced on the rod anyway, on any rod. So, but the harder the fish fights, the more benefit you're going to see, and your arms will not get as tired And I believe you actually have a little more control over the fish because the tip is acting like a spinning rod.
Yeah, and we were talking about spinning rods before, and I've experienced catching a very large tuna on a spinning rod, and it's pretty amazing how much torque you can put on a fish on a good spinning rod with a good spinning reel. So it's kind of the same concept as what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah. The Robert's Wrap is a cross, basically, of, you know, a spinning rod and a conventional rod.
I don't know that I can, I don't think that you can put as much pressure on a spinning outfit as you can on a conventional outfit. Maybe it's just like in the way that we are doing it, you know, like, and also, you know, so
well, you can't rail rod a spinning rod.
You certainly can't.
No,
yeah,
you cannot
yeah.
do that. Yeah.
And that's just the reel, you know, they just don't. It's not as easy, this is just for me, it's not as easy to turn the handle on a conventional, on a spinning reel as it is on a conventional.
Have you ever caught a tuna over 100 pounds on
I've
a spinning rod?
I've caught multiple big tuna over 100
over,
pounds
on
in
a
Panama,
spinning reel.
On Stella's,
on
you know, with,
yeah.
with Best of Panama.
I thought that was, yeah.
Yeah. I think that the thing that I got to experience catching my big fish with those was, it, you know, that made the bigger difference for me rather than gear was like exceptional boat driving. You know, those guys were really good at positioning the boat opposite the direction that we were moving
sure.
in. And we killed them for sure, but I think that had I hooked that same fish on my conventional tackle, I feel turning the handle would be easier for me with conventional than spinning. And
well,
I mean,
there's a two-speed advantage too, of course.
And
right.
we know all the joking that we've done and ribbing about spinning. I no doubt know that it has
yeah.
its place, especially in a small boat game, casting a lure a long way. That you know the angle that your rod can be fished at actually fishing a popper is better with spinning. With that said, I don't know for me that there will ever be a mechanical advantage catching a fish on spinning over conventional.
Yeah, and Dave, have you experienced Robert Wrap rods, or have you pulled on fish with a Robert?
You know what?
Rod?
By chance, I have not.
Yeah, I've never used one myself.
I'd be willing to try one because you know, just personally, I have not tried one. Last trip, one of the guys. Had one, and you know he was getting them on it.
Yeah,
it seemed like
I mean the people that use them, like
it.
Al, it's like they firm believers in.
Yeah,
it.
Sure. Yeah.
It's yeah. So, and Al, where would you get a properly wrapped acid rod wrap or
check with any tackle shop that fabricates makes custom rods. They may be able to make one for you. I'm sure not all of them do. Make sure they have someone there who is experienced with that type of wrap. Because it is a bit different, and it does take a little more time and effort to do it properly than it does a conventional rod. And, Rick, from what you were saying about, you know, what you don't like about spinning rods, et cetera, you are a prime candidate to try out a Robert's Wrap or acid wrap rod because you'll have your conventional reel in the position you normally like to use it, two-speed, what have you.
Sure.
It's just that all that torque on your rod isn't going to be there anymore.
In 25 years of working at Fisherman's Landing, we have built hundreds, I mean, not dozens, but hundreds of Robert's Wrap rods. And, you know, and Bud Edel was one of the, you know, one of the pioneers of building and, you know, and even developing that style of wrap, who was our rod builder when I started there. I feel the same way that I did when I did. I don't know that there's a disadvantage to it, but I have caught quite a few and all of the, you know, maybe 90% of the real high-end speed jigging rods that we build today are all done in an acid wrap configuration. So we do a ton of it. I have yet to see it make a difference for me, you know. And
you pulled on one
for sure.
Oh,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
like
I own
you know speed jigging rods that are done in acid wrap, and I finished big fish off for guys before. Maybe on paper it does, and maybe for some people it does. You know, maybe how I grip the reel in a rail rod scenario helps eliminate torque. You know. In a way that somebody else would grip the reel differently. You know, if you just have your hand on the foregrip and your hand on the handle versus your hand on the side plate and your hand on the handle, like, that's going to change a lot of how the rod moves back and forth. So maybe the technique between the two are different. I sure don't want to come off as a hater of it. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't like it.
Or a lot of guys love them.
That it's not right for some people.
Yeah.
We build a ton of them, and if it's something that a guy wants to try, and maybe that, you know, the way that he fishes it will make the world a difference. I'm of course all for that. For me personally, I haven't.
Yeah, but Al, thank you for opening our eyes on it. I mean,
sure.
Like I say, there's definitely something to it. Because there's a lot of guys that are very good fishermen that use the Robert Straps or
Apple.
And you've seen it.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year the guy swore by it, and, you know, he did well.
Yeah.
It matched him, what he had going. So.
All right. We're just throwing out there another idea.
This is what it's like all about, for sure. Why would you not try it?
Absolutely.
What hurts?
I'll try it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Al, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate you being a listener and a contributor to Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Thanks.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right.
All right. Well, we've got a ton of great phone calls, ton of great texts. I had a fun text standing by. It was from some people that really miss fishing with you, Dave, and it was from Tom Nelson, formerly of Hesperia, now Thousand Oaks. Says, Captain Dave, we met you on the Independence on the Christmas trip. It was such a pleasure fishing with you. I can't believe that you have your own boat. We cannot wait to come fishing on board the Tomahawk, and we just wanted to wish you a big congratulations.
So, awesome. Thank you so much.
Former family fishing with you on the Indy.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's neat. And how long were you with the guys on the Indy?
You know, it just worked out to... Basically, I was filling in.
Okay.
You know, whether it was the World Star, the Queen, the Independence, the Rooster, it just worked out for the sake of, you know, I was trying to do my 500 tons, so
right.
I couldn't be full-time, and the industry needed a filling guy. But, yeah, it was definitely a good amount of trips on the Independence. You know, it was nice.
Quite boat. A rig.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that time specifically because, you know, Dave was in the store locks. He fished on his own boat, but that was exactly it. You know, he said, I'm getting a 500-ton license, so I need to be on the beach for school. But here's this long-range, capable, has a license crew member that, like, every boat was like, we need a day off for a guy so we can put a long-range caliber person on the boat tomorrow, and, you know, the chain doesn't have any wink link in it. So, you know, he became like the assassin for hire for a while.
It worked out good.
That's cool. Hey, another great question from Brian in San Diego. He says, good morning. Curious on Captain Dave's thoughts on how private boaters can operate among sport boats, being a lot of parking lots out there, and I'm the workaround area in the bite and such like that. I think Captain Dave Hansen was talking about it. It's like, don't fish for boats, fish for fish, as he says. But what's your thoughts on that, and how people, private boaters, can properly interact with the sport boat?
That's a good question.
It's a big one.
Yeah, because, I mean, we even experienced it on this last trip, and it's, God, I remember back, you know, way back when I was first fishing on skiffs, you know, 20-whatever years ago with my, you know, first center console. And it was just always the parking lot. And I feel like even to this day, it's just, you know, the stress of you got the boat, you got buddies on the boat. And I feel like the sense of the proper way to approach it, it's I think people tend to forget it. I mean, example, we were on this long established drift, and angler on his boat just basically got right up on the stern. And I'm trying to... think
like within a jig cast kind of thing.
Yeah. And you know, carry on a conversation with them. And
oh, my gosh.
You know, the etiquette.
That's wrong.
I mean, God, I don't think I know the proper answer of best way to do it because, I mean, it's treat people the way you would want to be treated.
Yeah.
I feel like that's start with that and just a comfortable distance between it because these fish have tails. I get it. We have more chum. We may have a few more fish around us, but... if you do find yourself pulling adrift close to a sport boat, just, you know, definitely don't want to be within casting distance. I mean, I think that's the thing. If you're within a jig cast distance, it's too close.
And watch the way the boat is drifting and where the chum is going. And don't drive over their chum line, right?
Exactly.
I see that time and time again.
Yep,
when people just drive right over this thing that you've been working all day to establish and pretty much mess you up, right?
Yeah. I mean, and you know, whether it's this small grade fishing where upswell is where everyone's line's at, and, you know, when we have the kite out, downswell, and just being aware.
Yeah.
You know, being courteous and being aware of what that boat's doing, and would you want someone doing that to you? I guess is the approach because all in all, I mean, it may be a small box, maybe a small zone. So it is tight quarters fishing, but It depends on the situation.
Right. And the bottom line is if that fish is under you, you're not going to draw that fish off.
It is. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's around.
Man, yeah, totally.
I mean, because you figure, we have the sonar, we have the electronics, but, you get on a skiff and you got a good pair of binoculars. I mean, there's your, you don't have a sonar, but you have that good pair of binoculars. You can find fish.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed. I mean, just, whether it's a bird deal or, a couple fish jumping, there's a chance to find fish away from the sport boats.
And the good news is you've located the area where the fish are.
Because the sport boats are there. Exactly.
You got the intel. Go find your own fish. And they're you're going to be way better off in the long run.
The investment in a good pair of binoculars.
Absolutely.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. A big stabilized binocular, whether it be the $5,000 Frasers or the Fuji.
The Fuji Non-Technos or the Technostabies. The Technostabies are, we use the Stabiscopes, the little more expensive ones, but they pay themselves off. When I got my first pair from Baker Marine, this was, didn't own a sport boat then, obviously, but I had the private boat, and, God, they have paid themselves off 10 times over.
It's the single most important fish finding tool on a private boat, period. I mean, you will find a lot more fish with those than you will with your electronics, with your whatever. I mean, that's it. It's your, everything on a private boat, for the most part, is eyeball fishing, and it just extends your range from a couple hundred yards to a couple miles. I mean, it's a world of difference.
Kelp patty that can get you limits, that, turn bird deal that no one sees, and you could point towards away from the boat, so untampered with fish.
And a Techno Stabie is 1500.
Yeah.
Get them at Baker Marine. And,
totally.
Yeah.
I like getting them from Baker. People come in the tackle store, ask all the time. We don't sell them, and we have zero affiliation with Baker.
Right.
But
they're our friends.
They're friends. And the biggest thing for me is they are the repair facility.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not saying that they would give or not give priority or anything else like that, but you could maybe find them on some online warehouse, whatever, and save $100. Or you can go to the people and spend the money, get the knowledge, and then, God forbid, when something happens, when you do drop them, when you do have a battery issue, when you have something, you're a customer of the place that does the repair. Like, good luck. Good luck finding an Amazon, binocularwarehouse.com when you've got a service question or a lens question you want eye cups or something. So you go to Baker. It's local. They're in town. They're by Shelter Island. And they take care of it.
And also be very cautious about buying a used pair.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Exactly. Because those things break so easily.
They do. It's funny. I just sold a pair of Technos to John from Small Boat Club, and it's like, these things are brand new. You don't have to worry. And, was able to at least share the love.
Yeah.
It worked out good.
Yeah.
So you swapped them out for a new pair of Stabiscopes?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
replaced them with the Stabiscope. So we're
Do you see the difference between the Stabiscope and the Techno Stabie?
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
$5,500 versus $1,500. The Techno's still get it done.
No doubt.
It's one of those things. Once you do the Stabiscopes or try the Stabiscopes, it's like, oh, man.
So now more,
I could see what the difference.
More steady picture at a longer distance.
Steady. Yep.
But it still gets the job done because it's still a 14-power stabilized binocular. 14-power.
That's what helps, definitely. If it was one thing if they were 10-power or 12-power, but granted, they're 14, and they could get it done. That was the first pair I had on the skiff, and man, when I first got on the first handful of trips, I was like, man, thankful I have these things.
Yeah, no kidding.
Techno Stabie worth every dollar. Nobody is hating on those. It's just if the budget allows for it, the Stabiscopes are they're just that level again.
Or the Frasers.
No doubt. That's what I like. See,
I'm a Fraser guy too.
On a skiff, for me, like, I like the Frasers because they scan faster. Like, on a sport boat with a Stabiscope, when you're on a much more stable platform, you can lock into them so much easier. But for us on a skiff, especially my boat, we're a 25-foot Parker, we're bouncing around and we're moving, and I just sweep a lot faster with the Frasers. I love them.
Yeah. You have a good text?
I thought so, yeah. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. Speed jigging has been such the new hot ticket lately. I'm wondering, has Dave or your crew adopted this style of fishing? What successes and or drawbacks have you discovered when guys are speed jigging for bluefin? That's from Alex in San Carlos.
You know what? We have not yet. I know every once in a while, passengers say, hey, try this rod. I've yet to land a fish or hook a fish on it. And that's just, you know, I'm old school in a lot of ways.
But do you see people on your boat using
often,
it?
Often.
Yeah. Catching them.
There's, we had a youngster on the last trip, and him and another youngster, and they were just going at it, and they were getting bites. But, you know, I'm accustomed. I know I get bites on the knife jig I've been using. I cast it out. I have my little system, and I get bites that way. So it works, and I see the jigging rod setup work well too. It's just preference.
What's Dave's current knife jig, bluefin under the boat? You're gonna drop down and hook one. What's your rig?
You know what?
Or rig of choice.
We with this smaller bluefin being in the mix. I know I was preaching it this whole last trip was using the smaller, whether it's a Colt Sniper or a smaller flat fall or smaller knife jig, just
like
something
150
with a
size,
something with a smaller body.
Uh-huh.
For the sake of, I mean, a couple trips ago we were getting a lot of short bites, and you know, we were using the long body knife jigs, and it's like, all right, well, how can we adjust this? So we started switching to the smaller body knife jigs, and of course you still lose some, but I feel like the hook to land ratio is a little better.
Oh, okay.
Just smaller grade. Adapting.
Yeah.
There's a few manufacturers that are starting to come out with them now. The limiting thing is they're going to be terribly expensive because of material, but you know, the freshwater bass world, lead, you know, was completely taken over by tungsten. Tungsten's a harder, more dense material, more weight. We're starting to see knife jigs being made with tungsten. It's a very expensive material, so the cost is going to be difficult, but you can have a 300-gram lure for weight and getting down that's the size of, like, a 100-gram Colt Sniper, you know? So you can get that really dense material. The problem is they're going to be $50 or $60 bucks, you know? So
like those Sea Falcon jigs, all hand-painted. A lot of those things are, like, super heavy for their size.
Sure.
Something to look at, for sure.
There you go. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's going fishing on a day-and-a-half trip. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater tackle experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, we're going to find out who's going fishing. Captain Dave, right, Dave's going to do us the honor coin. With the prize coin.
Get
all
the
right.
day and a half trip.
Yep.
All right. We have a
texter. Oh, look at that.
A texter. Again, the same thing. That is the whole damn show that I copied. Yeah. Sean and Charlie from Gardena, man, congratulations, boys. One of you is going, they were the two guys that went fishing with Captain Dave, but you got one ticket coming your way, so you'll have to arm wrestle over it.
And you get a CCA calendar from Bill Barney, too.
Very cool.
And Dave, somebody wants to ride the Tomahawk? How do we do it?
Call Fisherman's Landing. Fisherman's Landing, book it online as well, tomahawksportfishing.com. Those two websites are linked, so if you book on the Tomahawk website, it automatically goes to the Fisherman's Landing.
Okay.
Cool. Doing a great job and really deserve all the success coming your way, Dave. Yeah. It's really fun to watch. Awesome. You're killing it.
You're one of the go-to boats. Every time somebody asks me, it's like, what boat should I ride? We'll ride the Tomahawk.
Thank you.
It's a great boat.
Thank you.
And just right through Fisherman's Landing. Charters as well.
Yep. So. Get the dates now because they're open.
Yeah. And there's trips coming up this week.
Yeah. Coming
great
up this
week.
Great
week of weather.
Yeah. A couple 2-day trips coming up. Light loads. And ready.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Dave, for coming in. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to JP for manning the phones. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Al Q and Conway Bowman are expert saltwater fly anglers and a whole lot more are going to be here. Really interesting show next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Howie Stretch from Newport Boats will be here. He's formerly with Hobie Kayaks, but he's got a lot of new stuff. So you stay tuned. Next week.